we've also realized that even what those three people agreed to is something that is totally unacceptable. If we look at some of the clauses that is still retaining, those are clauses such as that the president still has the power that is not limited. Like, for example, he can still appoint an unlimited number of cabinet ministers. So we believe that that should not be acceptable in a democracy, that a president can be given so much powers like that. Then we still have two vice presidents, and the issue of running mates is also still said to be there. So even when you go on and look at some of the critical sections, you also see that the parliament is still bloated. They want to increase MPs from 210 to 270.
In campaigning for a no vote, what will you be telling the people about this constitution and why they should vote no?
Yeah, it's clear that the constitution is not coming from the people of Zimbabwe. It's coming from the three political parties, and they've actually agreed to things that we believe were not even said by any Zimbabwean. If you look at it, there's no any Zimbabwean in their outreach who say that we should increase the number of MPs, for example.